another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the info war has erupted in Denver, Colorado, thanks to one man, Alex Jones. Alex is, he's the man. He took on Malkin. Mainstream news coverage everywhere. They tried to set him up. They tried to say he tried to, he said, kill her. It's been discredited already. He's on John Gibson, who has him on often, actually. You know, John Gibson trying to get the ratings and trying to, you know, say that Alex is a kook and this and that. But he is one of the few people that will actually give him a forum to speak, as pompous as John Gibson is. And Michelle Malkin, we just played that clip. You know, she tries to equate Alex Jones and, you know, the 9/11 Truth Movement with these people who were trying to, quote-unquote, levitate the mint. No, that's not us. We're in a place called reality. We know we're not going to go levitate the mint in a Fantasia outfit. Someone really, I don't even know if they need to get, you know, slapped in the mouth. They're grown men. They should. The guy looks like he's like 55, 60 years old. I mean, is that really going to help that guy? Maybe he just needs to be put on a gurney and be hospitalized for the rest of his life if he thinks he's going to levitate the mint. Unbelievable. Oh, well, hey, you know what? Freedom of speech, right? You know, if you, I guess you want to be a moron and help set up, you know, other dissidents to make them look like morons and, you know, misguided people look like anarchists and put on masks and try to incite violence. That didn't work, so you couldn't get your thousands and thousands of people to, you know, ruin the streets. So now let's just make us all look like idiots. Let's try to levitate things and wear clown outfits. All right, I haven't done this in the whole first hour. We had a riveting interview with Paul Craig Roberts. Very scary interview. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, about his view on the Russia situation, and it is a grim view. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've interviewed him like three or four times now, and that was about the most hardcore interview I think I've ever done on this show. So that'll rebroadcast in after the fourth hour. Right now, I do want to plug my new film, Fabled Enemies. It'll be dropping on PrisonPlanet.tv August 31st, and it will be shipping out September 1st. Without further ado, let's play the first trailer.
The relationship between Bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they went to Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camp?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear of any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
All right, there you have it, folks. My latest, my greatest, Fabled Enemies. It drops August 31st. I hope you support us. I hope you make copies. We're also going to be showing it down at New York City September 10th. Myself and Alex Jones live, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. We're going to be back with Rosalind Peterson. And remember, we want to take your calls on topic. It's all about chemtrails, baby. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And a few months back when I was sitting in, we had a guest on named Rosalind Peterson, and she's really the foremost expert on chemtrails, in my opinion. And I just got a huge amount of email. I got a huge amount of MySpace messages saying how much they love the guest. So we're going to do one segment here with her, and then we're going to take your questions on topic for her. Thanks for joining us, Rosalind.
All right, welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's going to be great, I can tell. I mean, it was great last time. I don't know what the response was for you, but it was the response over at InfoWars was incredible. Why don't you give a short bio and how you got into all this?
Well, starting in 2002, I began to realize that there was a persistent jet contrails showing up in the skies over Mendocino County in Northern California, where I live. And starting from that period on, I began to really become interested because my background is in agriculture. And I worked for the Mendocino County Department of Agriculture. I grew up and was born and raised on a working farm where we had fruits and vegetables and walnuts, different types of crops. And so then I went to work for the United States Department of Agriculture in California at the Farm Service Agency as a certified agricultural crop loss adjuster. So I traveled all over the state looking at crop losses and making determinations about those for a period of time where I traveled about 50,000 miles a year. So that was quite interesting for me. And then when I realized that the skies were beginning to have man-made clouds, which according to NASA is when persistent jet contrails persist, they turn into man-made clouds, and that these man-made clouds, according to NASA, were exacerbating global warming. And when I realized that we were on a drumbeat across the nation and around the world to do something about global warming, I was wondering why we didn't step up to the plate and say and stop these persistent jet contrails because they were becoming more and more problematic in NASA studies over the past several years.
So that basically led you to believe that these were not really there to help us. In other words, this wasn't really there to help humanity, but it has some ulterior motive.
Well, I think it's an experiment. In other words, in weather modification, because NASA even says that these man-made clouds change our climate. They will negatively impact natural resources now and in the future, according to their studies, which you can go on the NASA website and just take a look. The studies are there. I mean, they're not covering this up or anything. They're pretty forthright with this. Mm-hmm. And what I'm thinking is that when you add that these change our climate, that contrails begin to are warming us up, they begin to keep direct sunlight from hitting the ground, which means that we're going to have a lack of vitamin D, which is critical for human health, and we're going to have
yeah, it combats depression among other things. Yeah, I mean, it combats
yeah.
depression among other things. It's a vital vitamin that you need, and most people don't even know that. They don't understand that that's why a lot of people are depressed when they live in dark regions, because they don't get enough sunlight.
That's correct, and that's why I believe that rickets is on the rise, because as more and more of these man-made clouds prevent direct sunlight from hitting the earth, not only does it lower crop production from a lack of photosynthesis, but it's beginning to show up in more and more recent studies from Kaiser and UC Berkeley, really alarmed about the increase in rickets in children in the United States and other related diseases.
So why don't you tell people where they can find all this information? What's your website, and what can people do? Because a lot of people still today tell me, oh, you're crazy, they're not really putting clouds up into the sky. I can tape it, and I can tape it for like 2 hours and show how it's a straight line, how they do crosshatch patterns, and how it, you know, it basically becomes clouds over the next hour, hour and a half, and you see the mist, you can tell it's man-made, and I'm still crazy. So why don't you tell people where they can get this information and how they can spread it to others?
Okay, my website is californiaskywatch.com, and you can email me for more documentation if you like at info@californiaskywatch.com. That's all spelled out. And you can go to the NASA website. You can go to the NOAA website. You can go to the U.S. Air Force website, and they talk about these programs. I mean, that a lot of them... Some of them are classified, but the majority are not. And on my website, you can find a listing for the last 5 years of all the weather modification programs that are ongoing in California and across the western states. Homeland Security started modifying hurricanes actually this month. The first of this month, they got the money.
Oh, lovely.
And they're in the business now of modifying hurricanes, and that article is online as well. So what happens is that if you start to look for it, you will find it. And people don't want their weather modified and their crops disrupted from weather modification programs. They need to speak up. Even in Southern California, there's going to be a new one. The City Council of Los Angeles voted to put in a new weather modification program in the San Bernardino Mountains. And when I raised the question about how this would impact surrounding states and also the agricultural crop production that's in that area and in surrounding areas, dead silence because they don't want to talk about it. But KTVU, John Fowler, had a program that aired on July 28th that was talking about all the weather modification programs in California, and that private companies, private individuals, anyone can modify the weather in your state or your county without your consent, without any prior notification. The National Weather Service never tells you that your weather is being modified by these programs, and the listings are available of over 60 of them that are ongoing every year, and each state, each of the western states is increasing the number that they do each year. So the programs are there. I'll be happy to send you the NOAA documents, but they're up on the website so you can look at them.
Excellent.
But if we start to look at weather modification and know that there's no government oversight, private companies, private individuals can modify your weather. If they pay a company, a weather modification company, to modify your weather, they can just go do it. And if it disrupts your agriculture or puts you in a drought, well, so what? Because no one answers. There's no U.S. Congress bills that say that anyone has to get permission or notify anyone about these programs. There are one regulation says that you have to tell NOAA, but I don't believe that the states and everyone that's and private individuals that are doing these programs are notifying NOAA, because there's a lot missing from their records. So this is what's going on, and it's no secret. You can look at the John Fowler program on KTVU by going in and clicking on KTVU.com, and then go just put in John Fowler weather modification, and the program will come right up.
Do you think that we're going to see a lot more of these weather modification programs in the future, and do you think that they'll eventually be revealed to the public, or do you think that we're just in such a stupor they're probably going to be able to get away with doing whatever they like? Like you said, you know, a private corporation modifying the weather wherever because there's no law against it. Do you think that we're just going to see that over the next 15 to 20 years, just complete denial? Or do you think it's just going to be revealed, yeah, we're doing it, no big deal?
Well, we know that they're doing it now. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is that agriculture, water supplies, watersheds, everything is suffering the impacts of these programs. And so we do know about it already. Mm-hmm. And if we don't say no, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson's bill, U.S. Senate Bill 1807 or U.S. House Bill 3445, will pass this year. And then they're really going to add military weather modifications. There will be no oversight in this bill. You can read the bill. It's real simple to read. And you can go to govtrack.us and just put in U.S. Senate number 1807, it will come right up. And then there's U.S. Senate Bill 3036, which is Senator Barbara Boxer's Climate Security Act. But it's not a Climate Security Act. It's got weather modification in that bill and weather mitigation in that bill, and no public oversight. No congressional oversight, and anyone that wants to start experimenting can go right ahead. So Senator Lieberman's bill, U.S. Senate Bill 2191, they only need 5 votes to pass them, and that legislation will be damaging to us because it's even going to gut the Clean Water Act.
Oh, my God.
And the EPA, and so those bills. So you can call. You can look them up on govtrack.us. You can even type in weather modification and come up with about 100 bills that all have weather modification or mitigation within the text of the bills. So there's a lot of interest, but there's no interest in public oversight. There's no interest in protecting our agricultural crop production. And you see, if someone, some private company wants to put water in place X over your county, that's great because you might wind up with flooding instead of your normal rainfall, and or some other place that's nearby will wind up in drought. So who's going to own your weather and who's going to own your water?
Yeah, it feels like they could cut out their competition if they'd like. You know, they could just say, you know what, these guys have farms, let's flood their crops. I don't want to have to compete with these guys.
Sure.
Yeah, that's very, very scary. And we're going to be taking calls for Rosalind Peterson in the next segment. She's a real expert on weather modification, folks. You can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, link to her website. We'll be back after this.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Alright folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And as promised, I'm going to take your calls on topic for Rosalind Peterson, an expert on weather modification. She's really just done a bang-up job putting all this information together. She was featured on local NBC News when it came to contrails, chemtrails, whatever you like to call them, in one of the only mainstream news pieces about it, where they again said that this was happening to fight and combat global warming. All right, let's jump to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the whole chemtrail thing. It's been out for a while, but there's a lot of people, like, I go into different chat rooms to try and discuss it myself. I mean, the government's come out with all kinds of admitted documents that they've been doing this. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure about the weather control thing. Right now, the number four and five killer, something like that, is death by upper respiratory disease caused by unknown illness.
Mm-hmm.
And they've basically proven most of these chemtrails are filled with barium, which causes this problem.
I think it's chromium, barium, and other heavy aluminums, isn't it, Rosalind?
I can't prove what the jets are releasing. I don't have any direct evidence. I do know that our water supplies are spiking in aluminum, barium, manganese, magnesium, and some other heavy metals. And I'm very much questioning now throughout California why we're having these spikes. And I do know that some atmospheric heating and testing programs are ongoing, which use barium and lithium and strontium 90 in these tests. And I'm concerned about the canisters that they shoot up loaded with those chemicals into the atmosphere. And then when our government on rockets or on the space shuttle puts them up and superheats them, we do know that there's a chemical reaction when barium, strontium, lithium, manganese, magnesium, and those chemicals are put together. We do know that they create these, in other words, these chemical research vehicles for us to figure out what's going on in the ionosphere. But these chemicals do come back down. And so from Alaska across the United States, we're getting a lot of these chemicals in our drinking water supplies spiking way over state and federal standards. And
are you aware of the planes that had to change direction that were taking the Alaskan route because too many of their stewardesses and that were coming down with this illness?
No, I'm not.
Maybe you should email that to her. What's the website again, Rosalind?
It's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And if you have any evidence, please send it to me. I'd love to have it.
So all right, Kevin. All right, Kevin. Thanks for the call, man. We got to jump to the next caller. Wow, that's pretty crazy if those people are becoming ill. But it would make sense. I mean, if we have these spikes and they are putting something into the air, I mean, in that little NBC report, don't they? It was you that was testing the water, right? And the guy said that all of the compounds that would make for weather modification were found there, correct?
Yes. And what we're looking at is not my own personal test.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can get a CD from the California State Department of Health going back into the 1970s with every single water test that was taken in the state of California under EPA laws. And those tests are taken in every single drinking water source in California, whether it's a vineyard, a winery, a water district, it doesn't matter. Anything that's used for a public drinking water source is tested and tested several times a year. So when I went back and I researched the data that was sent to me by the State of California Drinking Water Division, that's when I began to find these unusual spikes in our drinking water, and I began to try to correlate it with what I could find that was known about what was going on with atmospheric testing. And I think there is a correlation there. And other states are seeing the same types of spikes, so it's in their drinking water supplies, so it's not just a California issue.
All right, let's jump to Dave in California. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys, and congratulations on your new films, Jake.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rosalind, I spoke to you last time that you were on the air, and I mentioned that up here in Humboldt County and area, and all up into Oregon as well, we're seeing fewer and fewer insects and wildlife, and especially birds. At this point now, in the morning, I don't even hear a bird. Used to be able to hear one or two. I had mentioned that last time, and I'd also since then spoken to Alan Watt on the subject, and he said that he noticed in Ontario, Canada, that the forests are much more silent.
All right, hold on, Dave. We're going to hold you over, and we're going to get Rosalind's opinion on the other side. Remember, the websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Continue to run against the wind in this info war, against the disinformation, against the misinformation, against the provocateurs. A couple of people sent me links to just these ravish attacks on Alex about his incident with Michelle Malkin at the DNC. We played you the clip of Malkin talking about it on the news, and we'll get back to that later on in the show. We're going to have Bob Chapman on in the next hour, and then we're going to be taking your calls on any issue, open phones for the last 90 minutes or so of the program. But right now we're talking to Rosalind Peterson, and we had Dave in California asking if she thought there was a correlation between this weather modification and the lack of wildlife in the areas.
Yes, we're seeing bird declines around the world. We're seeing it, especially pollinators. Many birds are pollinators. We're seeing declines in them. We're not finding as many birds as we did in many areas in the last few years. In Lake County, 15,000 ducks just dropped out of the sky for no reason in one day. And they quickly buried them, pulled them out of the Clear Lake and buried them because they didn't know what else to do with them. and then said that all these birds dropped out of the sky in one day alive and that were killed by some virus, which is absolutely impossible because viruses don't kill all at the same time with live birds just dropping out of the air. And this incident has occurred several times. So we know that there's a decline, and bee decline, if you go to my website, you'll find a lot of articles on bee decline across the United States. And if we don't have our bees, we aren't going to have a food supply except for four or five crops that don't need bees for pollination. So it's really critical that we right now determine why we're having bird deaths and bee declines. Even in England, they just came out with an article just this month that one-third of the bees died over the last winter, and half the bees are missing in some areas in California in the last year. So beekeepers are going out of business, and that means that your food crops are not going to get the pollination they need because of declines in bumblebees and other pollinators.
Any other questions, Dave?
One more comment real fast.
Sure.
I had also spoken to Alan Watt and Dr. Nick Begich about the same thing. Nick Begich is up in Alaska, and Alan Watt's in Ontario, and they both mentioned that they've seen a big decline in with particularly songbirds, but also insect population to some extent. Here, the insect population is almost down to zero, and it's continuing to stay that way. I've continued to leave my doors and windows wide open with lights burning and stuff, and rarely see a fly. Matter of fact, I saw the first, honest to God, the first bluebottle fly I'd seen in 3 years a couple days ago, and I just stood and looked at it in amazement. That's how crazy it's getting up here. So aside from the weather modification aspect of it, there seems to be some sort of a wide-ranging poisonous effect that most people aren't noticing. And thank you.
Well,
for,
it seems like it's it seems like it's quite toxic. It doesn't seem like it's positive or it's good for us. Now we have a caller who disagrees. So you know, you disagree on this show, you go to the front of the line. That's how we do things on the Alex Jones Show. So Larry in Australia, go right ahead.
Good morning from Australia. I don't know what your time is over there, but it's a.m. here, about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I disagree is I believe, and I've been listening, let me say something first off. Alex, Jason, you do fantastic jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been listening to Alex now for about the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I listen every day.
Okay.
I do believe that the chemtrails are, it's all about eugenics, okay? We all know that the New World Order wants 80% reduction at least, okay? I believe that, and then I believe that these chemtrails are all about eugenics, reducing the population by at least 80%.
Well, so you're basically, your point is that the weather modification that we're seeing right here is really about a eugenics program for depopulation.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I
believe they're experimenting into. I don't disagree with her entirely, but I do believe that the number one priority here is eugenics. The new world order. That's what they want to do. They want to eliminate at least 80% of us.
All right, Larry. Let's get her take on it, man. I appreciate the call, and you know, obviously, she just said that 1,500 ducks just dropped out of the sky dead. There seems to be poison in Texas.
Yeah, there was in the thousands.
Oh, my God. So is this a possibility? Could this be a eugenics program?
Well, it could be, and we don't know. But the one thing that I'm saying is, why don't we make all of this public and let the public decide on what they want to, you know, decide on whether they want these weather modification programs or not, whether they want these atmospheric programs. I think that this should be up for public debate and discussion, and the public should be informed, and then we can make the decision. I don't think that private individuals and government should make this kind of decision. I think we should. And so there's the rub. And I think if there wasn't something wrong with it, it would be openly discussed more than it is now.
I have to agree with you there. I thank you for the call, Larry. See, I don't think we necessarily disagree. I just think that you're very, very cautious in saying what you can and cannot prove, which is, I think, a huge plus. And you've been able to accumulate all this data. So anybody with a brain who looks at all this stuff can see that it has a negative impact, and it very well not, more than likely, is not what they're saying it is. I mean, we've been fear-mongered with global warming now for almost 30 years. I mean, it was in my schools as a kid. We're all going to die. It's going to get too hot. You know, the ocean's going to rise. We're going to have mass flooding. We're all bad. Even today, they're pushing for a carbon tax, saying that, you know, our carbon footprint is what's wrong, and you're going to need to pay this tax based on how many cars you own, how big your house is, how much energy you use. So it does seem like the environmental movement has been completely and totally hijacked. All right, let's go to James in Ohio. James, what's on your mind?
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thanks.
I was wondering, if I remember correctly, didn't they do something for the Olympics in China to make it rain or something?
Do you know anything about that, Rosalind?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of articles. If you go and Google up China and weather modification, there's a lot of articles. And they've been modifying the weather for some time. I've been kind of following it. And so, yes. And
they were saying about the haze or whatever that was hanging over the city, and they felt if it rained, it would help out the just the atmosphere right in the city right there. Also, my question was, what other countries are doing this kind of stuff, and is there any countries that are against it and trying to stop? Because, you know, like I said, if China does something, it's in the air, and it's eventually going to get to us.
There's United States weather modification companies openly admit that they're modifying the weather in over 50 countries around the world. That was on the Discovery Channel in 2007. And the other issue becomes that as we modify the weather more and more, we perfect it down to where it becomes a weapon of war, which is talked about, the military talks about owning the weather in 2025, and they talk about that it will be one of the most powerful weapons of war. However, they have to experiment to make it, in other words, to control the weather. So I think the American population and other populations around the world, especially in NATO countries, are being experimented upon to do the weather modification programs. And openly, a lot of private companies are doing these programs.
Does that answer your question?
Thanks a lot. Like I said, it was a pleasure.
All right, thank you. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Albert in Texas. Albert, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The guest is really enlightening, by the way. There was something she just said right just a while ago about Discovery Channel. I think there was something else. I'm not sure how recent it was. I have kind of a bad memory, but there was something about them making a man-made cloud with, like, a plane or something. I think it was for an experiment, and I can't remember, but if she could talk about that, maybe. I don't know if she knew about it. It's on the show. I don't know what show it was. I think it was on Discovery. And then the second thing I wanted to just ask, I guess, is when are you going to have the Money Masters back on? Because I have some questions about Lincoln Greenbacks.
Sure. He had them on last month, so it'll probably be another couple months before they get the Money Masters guys on. And I know that last time you were on here, Rosalind, that you talked about that Discovery Channel special, didn't you?
Yes, I talked about the Discovery Channel. They did a bait-and-switch tactics on that and made claims that some of us who talk about these experimental programs that we were some sort of believers. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there was some interesting information on it because they did talk about modifying the weather. They talked about persistent jet contrails. NASA, Patrick Menes was on there. And what he talked about was these man-made persistent contrails that turn into man-made clouds that can persist for hours and change the climate, modify the weather. And he talked about one contrail that, in other words, that they were looking at in specific that lasted, that expanded and lasted for about 26 hours. And they can cover 4,000 square miles, one contrail. So when you put up a lot, you realize that we're dimming the amount of sunlight and making man-made clouds all over the United States. Also, I would recommend that any listeners from Texas look up the Texas weather modification programs and find out if you're in a drought area produced by one of those weather modification programs, and they have a lot of them. Or if you are in an area which got too much rainfall because one of those programs went awry. So check out Texas weather modification programs. You just Google it up and it comes right up.
All right. Thanks for the call, Albert. And before we jump to some more callers, I want to take this moment to thank our sponsor, Akola Blue. It's this great water system that we have here. And we got it in here, I think, about a month, month and a half ago. We took them on as a sponsor a little bit after that. But it's the best tasting water I've had. And believe it or not, folks, you don't have to fill it. It's a water purifier. In other words, you're not going to get any fluoride, anything like that. But it takes the humidity out of the air. I think it's, you know, it pays for itself in 1 year. I know that I buy bottled water continuously now. I know I shouldn't. I know it's all poison. But I don't have the time to just sit there and fill and filter. So this is really good for me. When I go home, I'm going to get one that's really reasonable. Atmospheric water generator for your home. It pays for itself within a year. Again, you're not going to get the fluoride. You're probably not going to get the barium, chromium, and other goodies that they've been putting in the sky either, because it filters all that stuff out. And it does 7.5 gallons in 1 day. So you can go to ecoloblue.com. That's ecoloblue.com. Or you can call the toll-free number at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. And it is delicious. And it's cold, too. It's kind of cool because it's not only cold, but you can have it come out hot. You just have these two separate buttons, and you can have tea with it and all that other good stuff. So ecoloblue.com. All right, let's jump to another Texan caller. Let's go to Adam in Texas. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hi. It's just good to hear this conversation because I've been following this. I spend my summers in Alaska, and I usually drive. I've driven to Alaska and back in the spring and the fall 10 times, and I spend a lot of time in British Columbia and Alaska, and the denial that they have up there towards the chemtrail issue. I think that when you're in a beautiful place like Alaska and you have so many things to do with your spare time that you don't bother concerning yourself with a lot of subject matters that they're finally starting to have to come to grips with. I sat and talked to some people up in Alaska, and they all, 90% of them basically thought I was crazy. But the thing is I've been following this for over 10 years. The very first one I ever saw with my own eyes, I knew something was wrong and dove straight into it. And I've been in the middle of it, and I've got samples. I read Rents.com one day where it talked about these polymer fibers with desiccated blood cells attached to them, and I couldn't believe that was true. I'm playing golf December 15th, 2005 in Fort Worth, and all of a sudden I see these spider webs falling from the sky, and you can't collect them with your hands because the stuff is heat sensitive, so you grab these twigs where it was collecting on bushes, and I collected this stuff, took it home, went and bought a microscope, and it's exactly what was on Rents.com. So, I mean, this should be at the top of the heap as far as what we're talking about here concerning our government and everything else. I mean, you know, I think we're coming face to face with the brainwashing or the denial people are in with this subject.
Well, there's no doubt that we are brainwashed, and there is an ultra denial. I'd say 95% of the population still has no idea about any of this stuff. What's your take on the polymers? And I thank you for the call, Adam.
I don't know because I have never had any to test. And I know that the southern states from Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, Texas, all of those states, Arkansas, are all having problems. And so, and other areas in the United States as well. And I haven't ever had any to test. And I don't advocate anyone sending me those because I don't want to, if there's a problem, I don't want to spread whatever's going on around either. So I can't tell you too much about it. I've heard about it, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say is that everything has been put under the chemtrail conspiracy wording.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I even talked just this past week to a staff member for a U.S. congresswoman, and what happened was is that when I started to raise the issues about the water test, I started to raise all the issues about the document. He's the one that brought up the conspiracy theory. And in other words, it's almost dismissive. You know, the United States Air Force declares chemtrails a hoax. NASA, NOAA, government agencies. And what happens is our elected officials don't want to touch that word because they figure it's like they don't want to be branded in believing or thinking about a conspiracy theory. And so I really refused to use it. And what I've done is I've gone in and I put the documents in front of them. I put the reports in front of them and I hammer away that we're not talking about conspiracy theory. What we're talking about are real tests, real results, real studies by NASA, real weather modifications listed by NOAA. And you see, I drive home the issue that the tree decline, the bee decline, all of these things are real. The legislation on weather modification programs are real. So I hammer away at this, and this is where I'm starting, and people that are doing this too are starting to make inroads on this subject. And those that just talk about chemtrails and loop everything into a belief system, it doesn't work well.
I agree, and I love your approach. You know, you are showing them the documents. You're breaking it down. It's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Final segment with Rosalind Peterson on the other side, and we're going to finish up with your phone calls. We got TJ Scott and others holding. We'll get to them after this. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply, 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply, only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Tell the folks the bones, make the waves of fly.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Why can't we get the CCR version of that one? I'm a bigger fan of that. All right, we're going to take your phone calls with Rosalind Peterson. This is the final segment. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com is the website. TJ in Minnesota, what's on your mind? You there, TJ?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Rosalind, I commend your feminine view on this
spray plane problem we've had for about 9 years here in the upper Midwest. I think your narrow approach might be very well constructive to the masses, wherein they won't believe all of the realities surrounding this diabolical operation. They can't deny bad weather. And so I commend you for that approach. And it remains to be seen if we'll win this battle against these flying bastardos. But I want to tell you something. There's a Clear Channel radio station in north central Iowa. And in the past 3 or 4 months, before they give a weather forecast, one of their own boys, it's interjected into a weather forecast on radio, amplitude modulation, AM Clear Channel, and it says, weather modification. And then it goes on to say, what's in store for you today? And I called the radio station and made an inquiry, and they acted like they hadn't even heard their own programming.
Well, I think they're trying to acclimate people. What do you think,
Absolutely.
Oswald?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I think the National Weather Service has been talking about, well, we have to save the planet, so we have to modify the weather. And I think if we stop modifying the weather and stop all these programs, we wouldn't be having so many problems and so much unusual weather.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Okay, well, I've researched this, the chemtrail thing, for a long time, and I have the real answers of what to give proof to the media, to actual, you know, just like Rosalind's talking about. But there's a program I haven't heard her mention. It's called the Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. That's the ARM program, and it's part of the DOE, Department of Energy. And in that program, it's directed with universities and Pacific Northwest National Labs. They have their own website. In there, they talk about how they put the stuff in the air. It's called indirect, semi-direct, and direct aerosol campaign. You can Google all that stuff. I brought this up to Alex. He checked it out, and he flipped out over it. And he said, this guy, he wanted me to write a story. I just, you know, I'm not the kind of computer savvy as far as writing stories and stuff, but I haven't done that yet. But
well, maybe you can email this stuff to Rosalind. Let me get her take before the end of the segment on this stuff. Rosalind?
Yes, you can email me the information. That would be great.
Anything else there, Scott?
Yeah, there is. On that ARM program, remember, it's Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. So it's called the ARM. All you have to do is type in ARM program for the DOE, okay? And you'll get into your site, will come right up. You can Google that. And then once you do that, you can stumble around in there. It's kind of a secret site, secured site. So you can get some information off of general information. Then all you have to do is type in indirect, semi-direct, or direct. You can type either one of those, aerosol campaign, and you will get what they're doing in the air, and it's called scattering. When they put the particles up in the air, it's called scattering. There is a whistleblower that formed this a long time ago. I haven't checked him out to see how much credibility he has.
All right, I got to let you go, Scott, but please send that information to Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's CaliforniaSkywatch.com. Really great guest. We'll be back after this with Bob Chapman. Remember, Infowars.com for the live DNC feed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.